You've tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, community radio of the Shuswap, by the Shuswap, and for the Shuswap. Get involved in community radio. We're looking for on-air personalities, journalists, editors, and volunteers to help with fundraising and other special events. Go to voiceoftheshuswap.ca and find out how you can add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigné, and this week on Live in the Shuswap, we've featured the music of Mike Field, a Toronto-based trumpeter and songwriter who chose Salmon Arm as the starting point of his current world tour. I'll let Mike introduce the next song, where he shares with us his creative process.
So, I don't know about you, but I have a creative time of the day. And even though I'm a morning person, I totally love getting up early, but late at night is when I'm hanging out in my apartment by myself, sitting on the couch. It's about time to go to bed, but I'm like, no, wait, hold on. Like, I'll grab the guitar and just kind of mess around. And then all of a sudden, these songs start coming out. And you never know what's gonna come out. And I feel that you just kind of have to let come out what wants to come out. It's so easy, though, to have your brain get in the way, though. Like, your brain, you've learned so much over the years, and you've been told so many things. So when you start writing something down on paper or just messing around, your brain is like, no, don't do that, or no, make it like this, or more like that. Or the voice of your teacher is like, oh, well, you should incorporate some of this sort of chord progression and that sort of thing. You're like, oh my God, I gotta do that. But the best thing is to just turn your brain off and let come out what wants to come out. You never know where it's going to take you, and maybe it won't work out, but maybe it will take you in places that you never imagined, and it ends up being totally cool. Like this next song, for example, I was just letting it come out, and everything was totally fine for like two verses, and then all of a sudden it took this really weird turn, and my brain was like, yeah, right, I couldn't possibly write a song like that. But then I was like, well, hold on, wait, what happens if I just stop listening to myself and just let it come out? Where is it going to take me? Well, this is where it took me. This is a song about the ghost that lives in my house. I clearly have no ghost living in my house, right? The ghost. And the paper boy. I don't get the paper delivered. I don't really read the paper. There is no paper boy in my life at all. But nonetheless, this is a song about the ghost and the paper boy. And so it's called The Ghost and the Paper Boy. Stairs. I think he thinks no one knows that he's there. He scared away the paper boy yesterday. That's okay, cause I don't read the paper anyway. Anyway, he wears a tall white hat, a purple fur coat, big stick in his hand. He drags it on the floor. One might think he'd be getting one's goat, but what you really don't know, see, he's a nice man that lived down the road. Down the road. And I respect him. Sticks around in this town. You gotta love him for coming back for more. For more. The old man died in his sleep one night, couldn't take it no more with that mean old wife. She was yelling, screaming, calling, bossing. Then one day he found her with that paper boy in the bedroom.
Man, what was that?
Yeah, in the bedroom.
Oh, how
I feel. I respect a man who sticks around. You gotta love him for coming back for more. For more. And watch him go. Everybody. All the cats down him on the street tried to tell him so. He just wouldn't see. A man should know who's between his sheets. But in this town, that's a miss. He's working all the time in the second life, and he's trying to find a faithful wife. Do you want to know what happened to that old skin and bones? Well, I'll tell you once we hear from our saxophone. Thank you.
looking up the time in his second life, and he's trying to find a faithful wife. As long as that paper boy's walking the beat, well, the county girl will never live on this street. No way, and I respect the man who sees around in this town.
When we finally get to the stage and play, then it's a reminder why you're doing it all, because it's so much fun. It's really amazing. Like, having the experience like we just had tonight is phenomenal, and that's what keeps us going. If we didn't have that, then I would probably rather stab myself repeatedly in the arm with a fork.
If punk music existed in the 1920s, this is what I think it would have sounded like. This is a tune from the second album. It's the second track. It's called Play For You.
Musicians out there that are struggling and having those demotivating experiences, just get back on the stage and play, because that's where it all comes back. That's where all the energy comes from, and it's really important to do that, no matter how tired you get. Just make sure, if you're way too tired and you want to just stop, then just book any gig and as soon as you can, so that you can get back up on stage, because that's what needs to happen. If you go too long without playing, then you can lose that motivation, and I mean, self-doubt kicks in. Just book a gig, get up on stage, and remind yourself why you're doing it, and then it all becomes worth it again.
That's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed the music of Mike Field. Live in the Shoe Swap is heard at this time every week. I'm Richard Sevigny, thanking you for tuning in and supporting Community Radio. I invite you to come back next time for more Live in the Shoe Swap.